Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, please tell me the difference between rewrite history and lying.
Well, rewriting history can involve lying, of course, but lying can be many different things. Like, for example, we can lie to hide the truth.We can lie because we're afraid to tell the truth. We can lie because we want to cheat some person. Mm-hmm. But rewrite history, well, we just basically try to change what really happened to make ourselves look better.
刚才我们做了一个简单的区分，一个人如果说 rewrite history, 把他的自己的原来的一些情况呢做一定的修改，和呢我们另外一个英文单词 lying, 撒谎有什么区别？我们知道如果一个人撒谎的话呢，他呢往往会有一些不好的动机，可能会去主观的去骗某人。但是如果说一个 rewrite history, 他往往呢想把过去的这段历史呢说得更漂亮一些，更精彩一些，没有故意伤害某人的意思。所以这就是说 rewrite history 和 lying 的一个巨大的一个区别。And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, well, today's idiom sounds pretty funny.
What is it?
It sounds dangerous, actually.
Really?
Yes. The idiom for today is ride shotgun. Ride.R-I-D-E, shotgun, S-H-O-T-G-U-N, ride shotgun.
This sounds very strange because people ride horses, ride a bike.
Yeah.
Why do you ride a gun, a shotgun?
That's why I said it sounds dangerous. Like, why would you ride around on a gun?
那么今天的一点，如果直译成中文的话呢，表示一个人骑在了枪上。我们一般都骑在马上，骑在自行车上，但是骑在枪上，一是说呢没有这种现象，另外呢非常危险的一件事情 ,ride shotgun.
Yes.
And so let's put in the conversation and see what is riding a shotgun.
Hey Peter, you know on our road trip, I know you wanted to sit in the front seat, but is it okay if I ride shotgun?
Well Sam, I want to ride shotgun because, you know, please Sam.
Well, Peter, I mean, the thing is, I get car sick really easy.
I know that.
So if I sit in the back and I'm squished back there, it's not going to be good. We're going to have to be stopping all the time. I might have to get out. But if I could ride shotgun while I'm in the front, I can see everything in front of me. I can roll down the window if I need fresh air. I just feel so much more comfortable. And I know how you hate being the navigator.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the person who rides shotgun has to be the navigator.
All right, that's great.
So I'll navigate and you can just be in the back, you know, listen to music on your phone, play games, do whatever you want.
You can be my human GPS. I can turn it off on my cars.
Yeah, no problem.
那么刚才的对话呢，我们提到了 ride shotgun, 它的场景是什么呢？我们准备去旅行，然后呢 ,Sam 跟我说到 ,Peter, 我想呢 ,ride shotgun, 翻译成中文呢是我想坐在副驾驶的这个座位上面。我听完之后有点不高兴，因为说我也想呢坐在副驾驶的座位上面，不想开车，因为开车呢非常的疲劳，然后呢比如说我们中间休息的话呢还不能喝酒。这就是说我为什么我想坐副驾驶让别人开车的原因。但 Sam 听完之后呢恳求我说道 ,Peter, 你知道呢我开车的时候呢会晕车，如果我坐在后面的话呢会非常的不舒服，同时呢可能会呕吐，但是如果我坐在副驾驶的话，如果有什么情况我可以紧急的把车窗户摇开进行一些紧急的处理。同时呢 Sam 提到另外一点我觉得我可以接受的是什么呢， Sam 对这块特别特别的熟，可以成为我一个很好的一个导航员 navigator, 比如说我们在高速走的时候呢他知道哪个出口我们应该出去了，不需要我看 GPS 这个导航仪。那么 Sam 对我来讲是一个非常好的一个人的一个导航仪。 It's very convenient, I can talk to the GPS. 我听完之后啊，行吧，没有问题，你可以 ride shotgun, 你可以呢坐在副驾驶的这个座位上面。所以今天我们讲到的 ride shotgun 和这个枪没有任何的关系，同时呢跟一个人骑在枪上也没有任何的关系，表示一个人在坐车的时候呢他坐的这个座位。
Actually, the idiom comes from a time when it did have something to do with a shotgun. Well, a long time ago, like, for example, when we rode horses and the horses would pull a carriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, carriages were used for a lot of things. A lot of rich people had their own carriage, and sometimes they would even transport valuable things like money,
gold.
So a lot of people, like thieves or criminals, would try to rob the carriages.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they had one guy in the front, on the left side usually, drive the carriage, and then the guy on the right side would ride shotgun. He would carry the gun and kind of protect the carriage.
So in your stories, the guy who ride the shotgun is the guy who provide protection,
yes,
to the carriage and also to the people on the carriage.
Yes, or the things on the carriage. And he actually carried a gun called a shotgun.
那么刚才呢，萨姆解释了一下今天讲到的 Eden Wright Shotgun 它的一个出处。它是指很早以前有钱人家他们呢一般出门的时候呢会用一个马车。那么在马车上面呢不仅仅有这些人，同时呢还有他们家庭的这些财富，比如说钱呐，一些金银珠宝等等。我们知道在很早以前呢，往往呢在一些森林呐，或者有山的地方会出现 robber 一些劫匪，那么怎么办？他们会雇一些人提供一个 protection。 所以说呢，在马车车夫的右边呢会有一个位置站着一个人，他手里面持一支枪，他的目的呢是保护这个马车以及呢这马车上的人以及他的财产。那么这个人呢叫做 ride the shotgun， 表示说提供保护的人。但是随着这个社会的进步，就不需要我们在开车的时候呢需要一个人拿着枪来保护那个司机了，就等同于现在说坐在副驾驶座位上的那个passenger.
Yeah. So if you want to ride shotgun, then you have to call shotgun, usually.
Mm-hmm.
So if you and the family are headed towards the car and you say shotgun, that means you get to sit in the front passenger seat.
所以有的时候呢用另外一个叫 call shotgun 表示说我想坐在副驾驶的这个座位上面。所以大家在口语表达的时候呢用这个词组 call shotgun 表示说我想坐在副驾驶的座位上面。
Yeah. Just say shotgun.
Mm-hmm.Well, that's it for today's idiom. And now let's go to part two, hit the book.
Okay.
And let's continue our discussion of how can we stay away from cell phone or smartphone.
Yeah, we've talked about a lot of steps, and I think we're kind of reaching the end here. The final things you can do to detox, have that digital detox, or we mentioned yesterday, a digital pause.
Mm-hmm. So before we go to details for today, now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today's first word is scroll. Scroll. S-C-R-O-L-L. Scroll.
今天第一个单词 scroll 是我们的一个动作。有的时候我们用鼠标的时候呢会不停的来滚动我们一个轴，它可以让我们屏幕上的这些文章呢上下可以进行移动。那么这个动作呢叫 scroll.
Yeah, and that's the thing on the mouse you're talking about is the scroll wheel. We can use. But now, you know, like sometimes the web pages are big enough, you can scroll left and right also.
Right.
Okay, next we have de-stress. De-stress.D-E-S-T-R-E-S-S, de-stress.
第二单词 de-stress, 翻译成中文是减压。我们知道 stress 表示一个人有压力，前面加一个 de, 表示说把一个压力减少。
Next we have me time. Me time. M-E-T-I-M-E, me time.
下一个词组非常的简单，一个是 me, 自我的 time, 时间，翻译成中文呢是能够自我的时间，能够完全自我能够支配的时间叫 me time, 非常简单，希望大家在口语里面能够大量的使用 me time.
Next we have lean, lean, L-E-A-N, lean.
下一个单词是一个动词 lean, 表示一个东西的倾斜的状态叫 lean.
Next we have the word effortlessly, effortlessly, E-F-F-O-R-T,L-E-S-S-L-Y, effortlessly.
下一个单词 effortlessly, 这个单词首先看看它最核心的这个词呢叫 effort, 表示说努力的。后边加一个 L-E-S-S, 表示说一个事情不需要任何努力，非常轻松的，是个形容词，但是形容词后面加一个 L-Y, 变成了这个不努力的一个副词形式，表示说一个人非常轻松的，不需要做任何努力的就可以完成一件事情，就可以用这个单词 effortlessly.
Okay, next we have part and parcel. Part and parcel. P-A-R-T and parcel, P-A-R-C-E-L.
下一个词组 part and parcel, 翻译成中文呢表示说必要的部分。
Next we have unfazed, unfazed, U-N-F-A-Z-E-D, unfazed.
下一个单词翻译成中文是无畏的，没有任何畏惧感，那叫 unfazed。
Yeah, sometimes you try to say like a joke、to make people shocked or,、I don't know, make them a little nervous. But a lot of times they just, if they know you,、just unfazed, like you said nothing to them.
表示一个人呢往往面对困难的时候呢心情非常的从容非常的平静那么可以用这个单词 unfazed.
Lastly, we have give preference to. Give preference to.Preference is P-R-E-F-E-R-E-N-C-E. Give preference to.
最后一个词组表示某人对某件事情呢给予优先的考虑。因为这个单词呢 preference, 它的动词是 prefer, 表示一个人喜欢某件事情变成名词之后呢表示一个人对一个事情呢有一定的优先权
叫 preference.
Okay, now let's go to the details.
Okay, the last part of our article.Laura French, 26, a human resource manager and business owner, hasn't looked back since she began practicing meditation a year ago. I was always busy, and when I did have a quiet moment to myself, I'd scroll social media for a while, says French. Now I head out of the office for some fresh air and take 20 minutes to meditate, either in the park, if weather allows it, or in the front seat of my car. It's a great way to de-stress.Clear the mind, focus more on high-value work, and have genuine me time. Ready to take that detox now? Disconnect with this quick meditation fix. Get seated in a comfortable position, preferably without your head leaning or anything to help prevent you from falling asleep. Bring your attention to the tip of your nose, your belly or your chest, feeling your breath flow in and out of your body.Effortlessly observe your breath without attempting to control it. Each time you realize you are thinking, gently return your attention to the breath without judgment. Continue this for 5 to 15 minutes and then take a minute or two to rest before slowly opening your eyes. Note, the important thing to remember is that thoughts are part and parcel of meditation. The trick is to be unfazed by the fact that you are thinking and gently give preference to your breath.
在今天的故事当中呢提到了另外一个 lady, 她的名字叫 Laura, 是一个26岁的一个女士是一家公司的 human resource manager, 是一个从事人力资源的A manager, 一个经理他呢也存在着说对手机的一个过度依赖但是自从他进行了 meditation 一些训练之后呢他不再 hasn't looked back since began practicing meditation a year ago 表示说呢没有再回到原来的样子表示说一个完完全全的崭新的生活方式
You know when you were talking just now I was meditating
Really?
Focused on my breathing And already PeterI feel so mentally relaxed.
You'll recharge your battery already.
Well, okay, maybe not that much, but yeah, you can start to feel yourself calm down a little bit.
But be alert, don't fall asleep.
Yes, and that's the trick. When it comes to meditation,
right.
You don't want to fall asleep.
So when I talk to you, the response I got is snoring. 刚才开了一个玩笑我在说话的时候呢 Sam 做了一个大概五秒钟的一个 meditation 冥想我跟 Sam 说在做节目的时候呢冥想一下没问题但是呢一定要小心不要睡过去了如果睡过去的话呢你可能会发出巨大无比的那种呼噜声音 A snoring sound gonna be a deafening from Sam
Yeah, it'd, shake the whole radio station.
Yeah, the building will be, you know, dismantled.
They'll think, what happened? An earthquake? No,
Sam's snoring.
Yes. Now, I like what Laura says, is, you know what, before she would meditate, what her habit was, is just busy, 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 never had a quiet moment to herself. But if she did...Then, instead of, like, doing something good for her, she would just check social media for a while.
她原来的生活方式呢是非常的繁忙有一点自己的时间或者说有一点放松的时间呢她也会呢眼睛盯在这个网页看一些社交媒体她认为呢通过看网页呢是一个很好的放松方式但是呢事实上呢她错了
Yeah, because the whole idea is to get away from digital media, from computers, anything that's digital. Get away from that. So, scrolling on the phone or whatever kind of media device, that's not a good thing.
那么现在看看她现在放松的方式是什么。
Now, when she goes out of the office, she'll try to get some fresh air. So, she can do that by maybe meditating 20 minutes in the park. But if the weather is not good, then she can meditate in the front seat of her car.
那么如果在办公室待时间过长的话呢，大家有休息的时间尽量的能够走到户外，哪怕站5分钟、10分钟，如果能站到20分钟是最好的。如果说单位的旁边有公园、小树林，在里面站一会儿、坐一会儿，如果老板不介意的话，那么对我们的放松是的的确确是有很大的帮助。那么在这个过程当中，你能够抽出5分钟、10分钟做一个 meditation, perfect.
And you know what, when you take that personal meditation time, well, Laura mentions that it's a great way to de-stress, clear your mind, focus on more high-value work,and have genuine me time.
看看 Laura 的评价，她说到这是一个很好的方式 to de-stress yourself, 表示一个人能够完完全全的放松自己的最好的方式。另外呢，它可以帮助 clear your mind, 表示说把一个人的所有的大脑可以倒空，脑子里面什么东西都不装，完完全全的是一个完全放松的自我。同时呢，能够有一个 a genuine me time, 整个的身体整个的思维都是自己的，那么这个时候呢，你完完全全属于你自己。
Well, I think all of us are going to hear that and think, oh, that sounds really good. It's going to be quite appealing to us, right?
It is. It is difficult to find a me time. A lot of time is it your boss time, your student time, your husband time, your wife time.
Yeah.
Every time we try to create 10 or 20 minutes me time.
Yeah, you know what? This me time is not playing a game. It's not focusing on something else. It's just kind of letting everything go, enjoying the silence, just relaxing.
To be a couch potato.
Yeah, well, a couch potato is probably watching TV,
right?
Yeah. So this is a little bit better than being a couch potato.
Well, let's see some of the solution, or we say,a fix, how we can stay away from cell phone or smartphone.
Yeah, and actually the following are all tips on how to do the actual meditating. Because you're probably wondering like, well, sounds good, but what do I do? What do I do to get started?
Mm-hmm.
So here are some tips. Well, get seated in a comfortable position. So make sure, you know, your head's not leaning on anything. That means you're seated, you're not lying down on the bed.You're not leaning against a pillow or something like that. You're sitting comfortably, but also in a position that will keep you awake.
在上班的时候呢，如果有时间，大家呢尽量找一定的时间，能够让自己呢冥想一段时间。当然了，做冥想的话呢，还有一定的技巧。比如说提到了一点，一定要找一个相对比较舒服的地点呢，能够坐下来，没有太多的干扰。同时另外提到一点非常重要的，你的脑袋一定要什么呢？不要靠在任何一个东西上面，原因非常的简单，如果说你的脑袋靠到一个比如说这个桌子上面或者椅背上面呢，有可能会放松过度，一下睡了过去，这对于冥想了没有太大的好处。所以我们脑子不要靠任何的东西。
Now after you find yourself seated in a comfortable position, it says bring your attention to the tip of your nose.
同时呢，在我们做冥想的时候呢，把我们的所有的注意力放在我们的鼻尖上，或者呢提到 your belly, 你的丹田，英文呢叫做 your belly, 你的肚皮。当然了，我们翻成中文翻成肚皮是不合适的，最好用我们中文非常恰当的一个单词，我们叫我们的丹田那个地方。
Now the reason why it says you should bring your attention to tip of your nose, your belly, your chest, because these are where we could feel the breath flow in and out, in and out.
同时呢，我们在关注我们的鼻尖或我们丹田的时候呢，让我们的呼吸能够自由地进入到我们的鼻腔，然后呢呼出来，一定要 freely and comfortably.
Yes, and you know what? Don't try to control your breath, just effortlessly observe it. So let your body breathe naturally, but don't try to control it, like go too slow or maybe breathe in and out too fast.
同时呢，不要刻意地控制自己的呼吸，用一个单词叫做 effortlessly observe your breath.
Now, if your thinking starts to go back to something else, like, oh, that big problem at work, oh, Mary or Stephen said something horrible to you, no. Bring your attention back to the breathing. Don't try to focus on anything.
我们在做冥想的时候呢，很自然或者说很经常的呢，会出现一些工作当中的情况啊，以及呢家庭当中的一些问题，突然蹦到了你脑子里面，会影响你的冥想。没有关系，尽量的控制一下，把这些问题、这些烦恼呢，给它通通的抛在脑后，回到自己的冥想的这个模式上来。
Yeah, I like how it says that to gently return your attention. So if you think, start thinking about the problems, don't be mad at yourself. Oh, how can you be thinking about that? You're supposed to be meditating right now. No, gently turn your attention back to the breathing without judgment.
我们出现那些想法或者一些问题的时候呢，不要担心。有些人呢，可能说给自己很大的压力。为什么说我总忘不掉这些问题、这些烦恼？其实呢，每一个人在做冥想的时候都会出现这样的问题。随着你冥想的技能的提升，出现问题的次数呢，会逐渐逐渐的降低。
So everything you do, the way you think, the way you breathe is just so gentle, so peaceful.
You're thinking you are part of nature, a part of the.In the whole universe.
Yeah, like the life circle. You're part of it all. Just, you're tying into it and observing.
You're taking the qi.
I guess, yeah.
那么用中文来讲呢，我们在呼吸的时候呢，把整个宇宙当中的这个精华，给我们中医呢，也叫做一个气呢，呼入到体内，能够补充我们在工作当中失掉的那些气。那个气对我们人体来讲是我们的 the essence, something which is the vital element.
For our life, for our health. Yes. Now, when we're meditating, it says you should do this for 5 to 15 minutes. And then when you're done, well, hold on. Take a minute or two just to rest, and then slowly open your eyes.
And recommended duration of meditation is 5 up to 15 minutes.
Yeah, especially for those, urban office workers,You're not going to get a two-hour lunch break. It's not going to happen. So, you know, if a half an hour lunch break, then 5 to 15 minutes, that's okay.
那么这五到十分钟的时间呢，特别适合于办公室的那些男同事，因为呢，他们呢，往往在休息时间赶快冲到楼外，赶快什么 have a quick smoke, 赶快抽几口烟。大家为什么说不把这个 smoke time 变成一个 meditation time, 把吸烟戒掉，然后呢，变成自己一个冥想时间？那么对我们的健康有极大的好处。这个建议呢，特别是 for the male employees only.
So the important thing to remember here is, as it mentions in the last part of the article, thoughts are part and parcel of meditation. They're part of it. They're an essential part, actually.
同时，文中进一步强调了说，在我们冥想过程当中，我们的思维出现了一定的短路，或者思维呢出现了一定的跳跃呢，是一个 part and Parcel 表示说一个必要的或者说呢不可缺少的一个部分，很正常的一个部分。比如说我们在冥想的时候，突然被原来的或工作上或生活当中一些琐事所打扰，没有关系 ，just keep going.
Yeah, you will of course want to give preference to your breathing. That's what you want to focus on the most. But of course, you know what? Don't be phased by the thinking.
So you can do it by focusing on your breath.
Yes.
那么最重要一点，无论说我们的脑子出现任何一些杂乱的思维，没有关系，一定要把自己的思维关注于你的呼吸上面。如果能够很好的控制自己的呼吸的话呢，你的思路很快的会进入到一个 meditation 的状态。所以呢，大家出现了一定的问题，不要担心。So this is the fix and the solution how people can meditate.
Yep.So don't be glued to the phone. Give yourself a little me time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it for today's chat about the stay away from smartphones.
Okay.
And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. See you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。To the one that was waiting for me, you took so long.Still I believe somehow the one that I needed would find me eventually. I had a
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起吧！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染。千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better thanThe old stars living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild ducks, video game.
You're right. He's alright.
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun. Playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever.Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on